Welcome to CRDcast. This is the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, News. This is going to be our first, it might not be our first official episode, maybe just a precursor to the first episode. And just rock with me for a little bit. I invite a couple other co-hosts onto the show. And basically what we're going to do is we're just going to rant. I'm just going to rant and rave until they get here. And that's if they get here. If they don't, you know what? That's all fine and dandy too. Just to give you a little bit about myself, I don't want to put my personal business out there too much because, you know, that's for later episodes. Get to know me. I'm in my 30s. I'm single. African-American male. Born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Current lord living in the Pacific Northwest and Idaho is all places. Long story, but you know what? I'm just trying to raise my daughter out here. And she was born out here. This is all the place she's known other than visiting family. But you know what? That is how it is. So this podcast, man, this is basically just going to be me and the idea of the dream. I'm going to give you an insight on what that dream is. I want to be successful. I want to be successful in my life physically. I want to be successful in my life financially. I want to be successful in my life emotionally, relationship-wise, just an all-around successful human being. And in order to get to that goal, I gotta learn. I'm not there yet. I'm growing, just like all of us are. One of the co-hosts on ESPN, Stephen A. Smith, says it best. He says, "I'm a genius because I know I'm not." So you go to other people for their expertise in certain situations, in certain categories, in certain aspects of life, and you learn from them, and then you adapt that into your own personal habits and practice. And that's what this is, man. Not only am I going to catalog my journey into becoming a successful man, a successful human being, a successful African-American man, but also maybe give you guys some insight on how to get there. Everyone has their own path. We'll interview some people. We'll talk to people. We'll have conversation, open dialogue. Get your input on what you think is successful. You know what? And we're going to be on, this is our first podcast. So, you know, we're going to be live everywhere. I'm going to be opening up social media accounts. We'll get a Facebook. We'll get a Twitter. We'll get a Instagram. We'll get a TikTok. I don't know how many videos you guys might be seeing of us, but you know what? It's just going to be just that until we can get the ball rolling. And once we get that ball rolling, then I can hear from you. That's the overall goal. I want to hear from my listeners. I want to talk to you guys. I want to understand what you're thinking about. Remember, this podcast is about educating ourselves so that way our dreams become a reality. And what better way to educate ourselves than talking to people who's already accomplished that in certain aspects that we aspire to. So yeah, man, that's it. So, you know, this is just the first podcast. You know, I'm trying to, you know, introduce myself, and I just wanted to talk to you guys and get you to know who I am. And until next time, I've come to a conclusion. Oh, there it is. I've come to a conclusion. Now that I'm single, there's a lot. This is just me, okay? There's a lot of women that think I'm going to be their emotional support friend.
And that's women in general.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I totally understand that. Like, with the idea of like, oh, yeah, I got a guy to talk to and a guy to be, you know, hang out with, or I got to talk about all my problems with. I'm like, yeah, I ain't trying to be that. I remember the time when I was like cool with that as a kid, and when I was an adult, I was like, yeah, cool, this shit is dope. No, I want a woman for that. I want a woman for that. And if you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I think you're an awesome guy, all that advice, I think I'm just gonna get back with my ex. Bitch, what is you?
That's how they do.
I know, man, that's stupid. Think about this, okay? You take this podcast, right? You give it a social media platform. You may give it a TikTok. You give it a Facebook, an Instagram, a Twitter, right? All these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
not only now do you have access to people who write random stuff on Twitter, you know what I mean? Like I could post something stupid and then get a bunch of people replying back to me or following me or post something random. And then you can now have talking points for the podcast. But also on Twitter, especially not on Twitter as much, but more on TikTok, if you make the podcast more accessible to people, because TikTok's only 30, like, you know, 15, 30 seconds, and just send them snippets of what we're talking about, now all of a sudden you have a wider base and you have people that may not be the famous people in the world, right? But they may be TikTok famous. And now you can bring them on a podcast and be like, yo, can we talk? When they get back, they're going to look at that name and be like, yo, man, why you pick that name for? I'm going to be like, I picked that shit. Watch. bet money they blame me for that shit.
Right. Say less.
Oh, man. So this is just a run through. All right. So right now, if I walked up on my For You page, it's going to show a bunch of women with their titties flexing. It's doing the Terry Crews dance. Did I show you that video?
Yes, you did.
You got to get that woman credit. Like, she was like, it got to be, boom. Like, God damn. You got women doing deadlifts and working out. Then you got a bunch of people who are debating, but it's arguments. Wow. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't believe you. And then all of a sudden reply back, I know this bitch didn't. Let me explain. You so, show the fuck out. We on TikTok, okay? That's because the algorithm caters stuff to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we start a TikTok for this, you can get like different current event things, different debatable topics that we can conversate about. So there won't ever be a situation where we're like, hey, yo, so what are we going to talk about? You know what I mean? Like, there's always that access to be like, hey, we need a talking point. We got a week or however many days is between podcasts to figure out talking points. Or be like, hey, send a TikTok or something to that page. And then we won't even like preview it. We'll just pull it up and be like, okay, that's a topic that so-and-so wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And also, before I was so rudely interrupted by Pablo over here.
Pablo.
Yo. Look, I gotta be honest with you. And if we post, I might post this precursor episode, right? Everyone has to let me know if the only Mexican in the group who chose the name Pablo. Is that if that's okay?
Because he chose it. Yeah,
okay. I know it's okay. But is there any Mexican that's like, hey, say, nah, that's not the move, dog. That's not the move at all.
Well, like, it could have been worse. We could have called his ass Jose.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Manuel.
That's true. Yeah. Sanchez.
So, he came up with it, so that's on his ass.
He might know a Pablo though. He might be like, my Pablo is my dad.
Of course, that motherfucker know a Pablo. You talking about? He might. Yeah, he do. 100%. I guarantee. Watch when he come back on this motherfucker. I'm like,
you ask him like, yo, you yes. know Pablo?
Yes. Yep. I bet you like, yeah.
So
watch. But I guarantee it's probably somebody in his damn family. Watch.
I can see that. I can see that. Watch. I can totally see that. Like I said, the goal of the Real Dream Podcast is to make the dream a reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same token, we all talk about, hey, let's learn about stocks. Let's learn about investment. Let's learn about real estate. And let's learn about all these things that we may not have all the information to. But now, through social media, we might be able to find a page of just a random Joe who's like, hey, listen, I'm not popular. I'm not a paid expert. I'm just a normal person who has no problem coming on your podcast and being like, yeah, I've been doing this for 20, 30 years. Let me give y'all some information.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? And that's where I'm like, that's where I'm excited about. Because then I could be like, yo, we got something here. Now we got access to what people don't want people like us to have access to. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. We can connect. We can connect the stuff like that. And I'm excited.
Well, we'll see.
So we'll see how it works out. We'll see how it works out. And I think as long as the biggest thing too is as long as you stay engaged with people, I think that's going to help the podcast out. So,
well, I mean, you think somebody's just going to want to listen to us? You don't think people going to want to see us? How are you going to keep people engaged with not even showing us?
Oh, I think eventually. Here's the thing. I think eventually, once we get settled into it and everything, I think people are going to want to see us, and I think it's cool. The issue is that, one, we all don't have secure spaces where people want to see us at. And, like, for example, I ain't going to put nobody on blast, but I know nobody wants to see me laying on my bed while I'm talking on the podcast. You see what I mean?
No, I hear you.
Like, I ain't gonna put me on blast, like, on some real. Like, look behind me. That's a Febreze bottle, my nigga.
Well, I don't want people just in my room.
Right? So yeah, you got a car bed in the corner. You know? So, like, at least let me clean off my dresser.
But that's part of keeping shit real. We home.
I know, but damn it, let me clean the dresser off. Let me at least.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Of course. Yeah. You know, you make your spot, you know, or what have you, so you look all right, and then, you know, get your hat or whatever. You're going to get a fresh cut, whatever.
No. I'm fuck saying. That. Now, if it's going to be real, right, it's going to be one of those, hey, nigga, when you get your hair cut? About that. Hey, we being real? It's been a little bit. But no, like, you see all these. Here's the thing. As time goes on with me being single, I'm starting to realize that there's a part of me that is sexy. Because, like I was thinking about it. Remember we went out and the one girl was sitting next to us, the really, really hot, like, Filipino or Korean woman.
Oh, yeah.
And then her blonde friend. And I got her blonde friend's number. I never called her. I never messaged her or anything. Because I was like, man, she ugly. Like, not that it's like, not like, like, if she was like one of my boys, girl, I'd be like, no, man, do you. She's cute. Like, I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it, like, at all. And then I'm like, all right, cool. I'm thinking about what I said to her and how I went about it. Like, damn. I was just a typical guy. I was like, hey, listen, I don't know what I'm doing. Can I get your number? You know what I mean? And then I started thinking, because I was talking to Steven about it. He was like, were you like this before you got married? I was like, hell no. I was confident as hell. I was cocky. I would talk to any woman. It was one woman who had her own business. I ain't even have a car yet. Living with moms and stuff. He was like, well, then what's changed? I was like, I don't know. I got a job. He was like, you had a job then? I was like, yeah, I'm a little bit bigger. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you have a daughter. You're a great dad, though. I was like, yeah. And he's like, other than that, everything has been improved. You're making more money. You got your own car. It's your own place. The only thing that's changed is your self-esteem. I was like, well, ain't this a bitch? And when I say I got advice from a little brother, I'm not talking about the one that does flips. I'm talking about the one that's still in high school. I was so pissed because I was like, damn, he right. Like, I ain't got no reason to not be feeling myself around people, around women. So, yeah, man.
Well, you were with somebody for over 10 years, of course.
Yeah, 11, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 2008.
19. You were 19, she was 18, right?
I was 19, yeah. Remember
correctly, yeah.
I was no, we were both 19. I was just about to turn 20. Was that October, and I just turned 20, that, like, 2 months later, 2-3 months later. Yeah, October. 2 months later, I just turned 20, and she was turning 20 that July. And I remember telling someone about this at work, and they just wrote me off. It was one of the coworkers, and she was like, yeah, when was the last time you dated? I was like, man, like, before everything, like, seriously dated? Or just, like, accidentally dated. Because, like, like this is one girl I was talking to from, like, the social dating apps. Like, that was like, I was on the ash for a little bit, then I got off, and then we just kept on talking. So I wasn't really seriously dating. And then there was one girl I met, and we were seriously, and we were dating, but it wasn't like I was seriously dating. Like, I was like looking for women. It was just like, I asked you out, kind of spare the moment, and we started kicking it, and it didn't work out. But when I'm seriously dating, I'm like, why not, man? Like, it's, or when she was asking about this at work, I was like, I haven't dated since MySpace had a top 8. Think of, like, think about it. Remember back in the day when you used to be like, all right, there's Tom, there's my mama, and then there's you. That means we real. You're not going above mom mm-hmm. in the top 8. But if you get 3 to 4, yo, it's serious.
I remember MySpace.
I will say this, though.
What?
I will say this. I realized that since I'm doing all the editing from a computer, I need to be by a computer. And I don't have, like, the most up-to-date, nicest computer yet, like, with a camera. So I got to have a portable camera, which is fine, whatever. But I need to invest in a nice camera. Because once we start going live...
Got one on your phone.
I know. But I don't know. Can you record from your phone?
Yes. What do you mean?
No, like, can you record from Zoom on your phone?
You should be able to.
I'm going to have to check it out. But either way, I can't be the one with the broke-ass camera. Especially when I'm hosting. Like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, damn, smooth, lineup look crispy and shit. My hairline looks like a fade.
That's retarded.
It do look like you like, oh, he got a bust fade, a nappy bust fade. But it's a bust fade.
Oh my god. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. When we go live, we all gotta make sure we look right.
Right.
You better throw on a fit or something. If your head ain't right, throw on a fit. That's all.
We're gonna be like, yeah, this is the real podcast. So just give y'all heads up. This is the real dream podcast. Real people with real dreams. Just to show you how real we was for the first podcast, we got clean. All of us got clean. Now the next take, y'all gonna have to figure that out. Y'all gonna have to get used to this. Motherfuckers might either be just getting out of the shower, just getting off work. You want to just be like, all right.
Yep. For real.
So I can't get into too many details, but one of our patients had to go to the hospital and they did not feel comfortable being in the ER room by themselves. So our hospital sent me with them because it would kind of help them.
Mm-hmm.
We talked for an hour and a half all about the stock market.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this.
And he showed me his portfolio that he put $4,000 in and had like 40-something thousand dollars.
Mm-hmm.
He had like whatever.
Something. He hasn't invested his own money in like 3 or 4 years or something.
Yeah, he had turned $2,000. He turned $2,000 in like 40-something thousand, $42,000. And I'm thinking to myself, what? And I don't even know if this is legal or not. I hit the record button on my phone and we were just talking. And I was just listening to everything this man had to say.
Hey, go mailman.
Hey, mailman. What's up?
Nah, I muted it.
Ooh, that nigga sounds smooth too, boy.
Where's Pablo? You asked him the same questions you asked us about whether or not, what was his nickname and stuff growing up?
Yeah. There you go. He back. No, I did. He ain't even answer. He was just like, no, Pablo. That's going to be
it. Let me ask you this. What do you think, people? Do you think we really give a damn about what we got to say?
We're going to find out. Funny. That's the point. Yep. We're going to find out.
I know, but I'm asking, does he think they do?
Do I think they do?
Yeah.
Do they want to see what we have to say?
Yeah.
To answer your question, yeah. Yeah, I do, right? Because this is how I see it. When we talk to each other, right?
The point is, like, you're going to be dancing in a mirror at home.
Damn sure do.
My girl, I think my buggy is big. My bad. Bro, I think my chest. I think my pants getting big.
Hey. So the thought process is to now the idea of the real dream, right, that we all have is to become successful men. We can use this podcast to now access information to get there.
You sound like you said successful.
Successful.
I'm successful at sex already.
I hope so. I'd hope so. No, actually, nah. I'm going to say it because no one else will. You inconclusive. Here's why I say this. Remember how he was talking to us for years about God? No. Listen.
You talking tell about me real deep just now, dude.
I was like, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. Like, nah, nigga. I'm good. Then
you ain't saying nothing about no shooting blanks.
Yes, you did. You was like, my shit.
Yeah, you did.
I remember that. Yeah, you did.
I said that the doctor told me.
Here's why I said that.
I had a 19% to 21% chance of ever having kids.
Here's why I say this. As soon as you was like, hey, I'm on parole, I got to stop smoking weed. You was like, hey, she pregnant.
I think it's
because I'm off my weed. So therefore,
I'm dead serious.
More fertile than all of us. Okay.
I know, right? I've been smoking since I was fucking 12 years old.
I don't know, man. Look,
and then, first time I stopped for 2 years, end up getting a baby.
Right?
That shit ain't right.
I'm just saying. That's why I say inconclusive, because now. The only way to test to be like, nah, I'm tight, I'm good, is for you to get off weed and be sober. Now listen, as your friend, keep smoking.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because, listen. Do you want
sound
more
real
kids?
Racist right now?
Want more kids? Do you want more kids? Listen, no.
Maybe one more. I want a son too. Right now, nope.
See what I mean? Okay.
Nope.
So in that,
and plus, I can't afford to take care of another kid right now. Anyway, I can barely take care of my damn self.
In the light of that information,
but I'm working on that too.
In the light of that information, keeps him over.
You have no other nicknames growing up.
Nope. Hey, let me put it this way. I have no nicknames that I'm using on this podcast.
I got you on that one.
You know what I mean? Hey,
like, I got another one that I don't think I've even told y'all niggas about.
Hey, what was your nickname?
Well, you go first. Why I gotta all right, go
cool.
first?
All right, cool. I'll tell you my nickname. Remember I told you when I was little, I was a fat kid.
No, I don't remember you telling us that either.
When I was little, I was a fat kid. You ever see them fat people with the rolls in their neck? That's me.
Them hot dog neck.
That's why I can't be fat, because I have hot dogs in the back of my neck. So my aunt called, anytime I got my hair shaved short or got a bald fade, she called me meat. Especially when I had long hair, and she had to braid meat.
So we went from nude to meat.
Way worse.
Yeah, that's way worse.
Right. So she used to always be like, hey, you got a lot of meat on your head, boy. And I'm like, oh, I'm not using meat. Like, because no one's going to say, take you no one's going to take you seriously if you go by meat.
He has the meats.
Because I got the meats. You know what I mean? Like,
oh. Okay. So because I'm so dark complexed. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, my grandma nicknamed me Papa Smurf. Papa Smurf. Yeah. So black, that nigga blue black. There you go. That's why I didn't go by that shit. Fuck y'all very much.
You ain't even the darkest nigga out there.
Shit. Hey, hey, I'm darker than Wesley Snipes.
Nah, I didn't see niggas darker than you, nigga. I didn't see some darknesses in my day.
Yo, my grandmama's got me right so now. Mean, though.
For real. That's
you not black, you blue, but
they just
blue
tell black, the truth. That's all.
Blue, black.
Oh, that's just how they are. All
right. So, me in the store. So let's go over this one more time.
I'd rather call you Dream.
Not all of you.
The new.
No.
No. No.
Radio killer. Radio killer. Shorty right there is the shield.
Hey! Yes.
So the point of the podcast, right, is that we all have goals in life that we wish to aspire to. But at the same token, being from minority communities, we don't have the access to that information. We don't have the access to stocks. We don't have the access or the access to real estate or business. Some of us grew up without fathers. Some of us are trying to be better people just in general, going to school, education, business management, all these things that we don't have all the information to, right? What this does, is not only does it allow us to conversate amongst ourselves and be like, hey, we all learning to realize our own dream, but now we can reach out to social media and interact with people and fans and get information back and even interview people that are experts in things like real estate or business ownership. Or just moving ahead.
Spirituality.
Spirituality, physical fitness, breaking stereotypes, whatever that may be, right? The idea of generational wealth. Those things that people can say, hey, listen, I'm successful with in doing. And so because of that, I want to help you.
Hi, Dale.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
Good. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry about that. She was insisting on telling you, huh?
That's okay. I will try to edit that out.
Hey, your niece love you, man.
Yeah, hey, I love her. I love her too. You know, you know what? You know what? Fuck that. I ain't gonna edit it out. I love my niece, damn it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to tell you. Your niece love you.
Yeah, but listen, the goal is to use this as a platform to not only grow as adults, but to use this as like a place where people can be like, hey, look, these are four real guys with real dreams. And guess what? They growing too, just like I can. Let me listen to how they go. Let me listen to what they learn, what I can learn from them, or what, you know, things like that. And so that's the purpose of it.
I'm with that.
So I will say this though. I haven't set a time limit on the podcast. I didn't realize how easy it would be to have these conversations once you get a group on. This motherfucker is easy to be like,
shit.
Hey, yeah, we just started just an hour ago. And so, but listen, thank y'all for coming on. We're going to have to set up the next time we're going to do this.
So next time we do this, I think each time we do it, somebody should have a topic that they want to hash out or that we discuss. So then we take turns with each topic.
So here's what we'll do. The idea of every podcast is you want to have a host and then you want to discuss the topics and kind of like a debate format, right? Obviously, because I'm here, I'm going to just be hosting it. But the topics, eventually we're going to have our own social media page. We're going to have our Twitter page, Instagram, even a TikTok page where we can reach out, and Twitter, so we can reach out to the community and reach out to people on social media, and then we can get topics. We'll get a ton of topics to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Between what everyone else talking about in current events and what we're talking about in our own lives, and be like, yeah, that's what we should talk about today. So when, as time goes on, sometime this week, I'll create like our Twitter and Facebook. I already got like an email and everything, but I'll create a Twitter and our Twitter and TikTok, Instagram, and all these handles, and then I'll eventually send it to you. And if you guys see something, you're like, yo, I want to talk about this, or just send it to the site, whether it be a news article or.
I'm like, yeah, I can send the topic to you, and you can still host everything.
Yeah, but you're not going to send it to me. You'll send it to the actual handle. That way, I'm not sitting here like, oh, I got the information on Monday. We'll talk about this on Thursday. I got 4 days to think about it. Like, right. I want to be able to react with it as if it's brand new, just like y'all. I want to be able to be like, oh, shit. You know what? Let's talk about this. All right, bet. I'll shoot you all that information to Mailman, Duke, and Pablo.
And to all our listeners out there, you guys have a good day. Take care. Until next time.